Veronica Nelson is an 11th grade at Sitka's alternative school, Pacific High. Last year, she took a course called Strong Women. In the class, they discussed stereotypes women deal with and how to be there for each other. Nelson says since the class, she's seen many of the girls relax and be more comfortable with who they are.
The harsh words and the constant jealousy and battle, I've seen that just completely drain away since last year. I saw everybody dressing up when they wanted to dress up, not dressing up every day because they felt like they had to look better than everyone else.
Each student in the class defined what it meant to her to be a strong woman. Nelson says women should be able to do any job they want, like be a firefighter or a high-powered executive, without feeling pressure to act like a man.
I think that a strong woman is a woman who can live in a man's world and still get to be a woman. And I think that as long as we can keep our feminine side and still get to have the jobs we want to have and be equally in power.
She says a strong woman is also someone who is proud and compassionate.
Not being afraid to use her voice, not being afraid to fight for what she thinks is right, and also being able to embrace other women around her and not constantly feel the need to compare herself or feel protective of herself around other women. I think that that's a strong woman for me, and that's what I strive for.
Nelson is in a leadership group at school and says they want to teach younger kids the power of honesty and self-acceptance.
Some of us want to go to like the junior highs and the elementary schools that were in the class last year, and we've talked about going and talking to the girls there and asking them what a strong woman is to them. And seeing what they have to say, I think it'd be adorable to hear like a third grader's view of what a strong woman is and just build on that and, you know, teach them how not to be afraid to talk about certain things, you know, and if you can't talk to your parents about it, then pick a woman you can talk to about it. Your teacher, your counselor, or just someone who's close to your family. And it's really important because not only are you being a leader for other people, you're being a leader for yourself. And if you can't stand up for yourself, who can you stand up for?
But Nelson says there was a time when she didn't speak up, when she feels she should have.
I started using and drinking when I was around 11 or 12, and I was raped when I was 13, when I was living down south. I had never talked about it. I thought that it was okay. I thought that it was nothing. I thought it was normal. I thought it happened to everyone when they were too drunk to defend themselves. Ever since I spoke up, I am so comfortable with being who I am and with talking about what happened to me.
And it was just last year when she broke her silence.
I think it was either during or just before the Strong Women's class was happening to my grandparents and to the lady I was living with. After that, it was like I could just talk about anything and just feel happy and comfortable. And I'm going, why didn't I speak up for myself when I was 13? Why? And it was because everything was so hush-hush. You don't talk about these things. You don't do that. And it's just not something you talk about.
Since she spoke up, Nelson says her peers feel more comfortable talking about their experiences too.
After speaking up about that, more girls in the class started speaking up about things that had happened to them. I think that's when I started really realizing that all we have is each other. Like if we're holding back all these things that happened to us and we're not sharing that we know what someone else is going through, then, you know, we're causing them to hold things inside of them.
Nelson is inspired by the strength she's discovered in herself and interested in inspiring others. She's taking a filmmaking class at Pacific High, where she's making a video about drug and alcohol abuse in Sitka. It's the story of her life as a recovering addict and as a strong woman. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.